ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Maseches Menachos, Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah on the top of the Omud discusses two distinct categories of a Korban Mincha. One is called a Machvas and the other is called a Marcheshes. And the Mishnah says that these are distinct categories of mincha, and if a person makes a neder hare olaib machvas, that he's noide to bring a korban minchas machvas, then lo yove b'marcheshes. He can't fulfill his neder by bringing the marcheshes. And likewise, fakert, marcheshes, makes a neder to bring a marcheshes, he can't fulfill his neder with a machvas. What is the distinction between the machvas and the marcheshes? So the Mishnah brings two opinions of the Tanaim. The one that's accepted la halacha that's quoted in Rambam is that of Chanina Gamliel, the second shita in the Mishnah, that he says that marcheshes is amuka umayseha roichashin, whereas machvas is tzofa umayseha koshin. So the marcheshes is a deep pan mincha, and therefore you end up with a soft consistency mincha. If you touch it, it moves. Whereas the machvas is a shallow pan, very shallow pan mincha, and therefore you end up with a mincha which is hard. It's a crispy consistency. Rashi, which is perhaps the Poshet Pshat, Rashi says on top of the Omud that the distinction is in terms of the Marcheshes being made in a deeper pan and the Machvas being made in a very shallow pan. Rashi says there's a very, very low, a very slight rim around this shallow pan, the Machvas. And therefore Rashi says that in the Minchas Marcheshes, since it's a deeper pan, all of the oil remains and you end up with a softer consistency. So that's why if you would touch it, the Mincha would move. It has a soft consistency. Masha Enkein says, Rashi, the machvas, you end up with a very crispy consistency because the pan is so shallow that the oil burns off. Meila, therefore, you end up with a hard consistency, and that's the machvas. That's Rashi. Now, the Rambam, when he brings this down in the Yad, in Hilchas Maisa Koponis, brings down this distinction between machvas and machreshes in a manner which is different from Rashi. The Rambam says, in Maisa Koponis Perik Yud Gimel, that the machreshes, since it's a deeper pan with higher walls, so therefore, says the Rambam, you're able to make it softer with more oil. You can make it a more liquidy kind of a dough batter because there's no need to worry that this liquidy batter will just run off and run off of the sides altogether, since the marcheshes has a higher walls of the pan. So therefore, says the Rambam, they would make it a more liquidy battery consistency, and it would end up with a softer result. Masha Enkein says the Rambam of the Machvas, since the Rambam says the Machvas was made in a flat pan, and apparently the Rambam understood that this flat pan did not have walls to it, it was a kind of a griddle. Meila, therefore, says the Rambam, that the Machvas was made koshe, was made in a thicker consistency because it did not have walls, and it was necessary for it to be thicker and not to be battery and runny because it would just run off the sides. And that's why, says the Rambam, you ended up with a harder product by the Menchas Machvas because it was necessary to make it with a thicker dough and a less battery consistency. So, according to the Rambam Shita, you end up that the distinction ultimately between Menchas Machvas and Menchas Marcheshes is that by the Machvas, the type of keli that was used, which was a griddle that didn't have a lip to it, so you ended up with a type of a keli that sort of forced you into making a thicker dough, and therefore you ended up with a thicker product. Masha'en came the Marcheshes, you weren't forced into this thicker product, so they would use a thinner, more battery consistency dough, and that's why you ended up with a softer product. The Biskarov points this out in the Chedushim here, that L'choy Rashi and the Rambam would appear to be different from one another. And according to the Rambam, says the Biskarov, it would appear that the difference in product between the Minchas Machvas and the Minchas Marcheshes is something which is not intrinsically and inherently mandated by the Dine HaTorah itself. It's not like the Torah said, okay, that the Minchas Marcheshes end up being a softer one, and the Minchas Machvas end up being a harder, more crispy one. But rather, the distinction between them is simply the kalim. The Torah said that here I'm using this keli, which has a deeper, higher walls to it, that's the Marcheshes. Here I'm using a keli without a lip to it, that's the griddle, that's the Minchas Machvas. Therefore, that's the distinction the Torah is making. What type of keli you're using? The fact is, it happens to be that when I use a keli without walls to it, when I use a Machvas, I end up stuck, kind of coerced by the circumstances into making a harder dough and not a more runny batter, and therefore I end up with a tougher product. But there's a difference, says the Brisker Rav, between the consistency of the end product of the machvas and the product of the macheshes is something which apparently the circumstances conspire to coerce us into making, having that, ending up with that distinction, not that the Torah itself, the Dini HaTorah itself, mandate that distinction in the product. If that is so, as the Brisker Rav, it would appear that we have a difficulty with the Suga on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, which he quotes, which I'll just go through kind of briefly. The Gemara there brings down this Svara, according to some, called Maiseho Mechichin. That's the Sheets of Shimon, the Gemara brings over there, that the Gemara says that Shimon held that Manapa, every single carbon, will Shaloy Lishma impact on the carbon, like Geventlech, who usually hold that if you offer a carbon Shaloy Lishma, you're not Yoitze with that carbon. It's not Ol L'Shem Choyvo, you're not Yoitze with it, your obligation. But according to Shimon, if it's myself, my Chich, in other words, it's obvious that even though I ostensibly said about this carbon X, that I'm saying this is carbon Y, I'm making it for carbon Y. So that's a Shaloy Lishma. Normally you wouldn't be Yoitze Yochoyvo with it, but if the myself of the carbon amechichin, the manner by which you're processing the carbon, doing the avoidance in the carbon, the producing the carbon, make it obvious that it's really X, not Y, that what you're saying is meaningless. So then we end up that we ignore your words, we don't give it a din shalul shma, according to Shimon, and you end up being yoitze or choiva. So the Gemara over there brings down that my machlas and machesh is thought to be an example of this. Well, we won't get into the sugya right now at length, but we'll talk about it a little bit more later. But the Gemara over there discusses that we ought to say that machlas and machesh are an example of such a distinction, because the machlas is one type of product, and the machesh is a completely different type of product, and mele, therefore, we ought to say that's myself mechichin, and therefore ignore any shalul shmo aspect where the person had in mind that he has a korban minchas machvas, and he brings it l'shem archeshes, which is a shalul shmo. And the Gemara asks, maybe I ought to ignore this problem of shalul shmo and say that you're yoytze your chiyuv, because myself mechichin, it's obvious from the final consistency from the product, whether it's a machvas or whether it's a marcheshes, it's a completely different product, and in Mela, we ought to ignore the shalul shmo problem. And the Gemara is mafalpal over there with the svora. So the Brisker Rav asks, that tainach, if there will be an intrinsic din in the dine ha-torah, that the minchas machvas ought to have one product, one consistency, and the machesha ought to have a different consistency, I understand what the Gemara is saying, that myself mechichen, whether it's the one or the other, and I ignore the shalul shma problem. And Masha'in came the way that it's meduyik and Rambam in the Yad, that the difference between them is just something which is, so to speak, a trefnish, it's an happenstance. It's just conspired by circumstances. Really, the difference between machvas and machesha is simply in the type of keli. You know, is it keli with walls, or keli without walls? That's what the Torah is speaking of. The fact that I ended up with a crispy consistency by the one and a more soft type of consistency by the other is just something which we end up with by happenstance. And in Mela, perhaps, says the Brisker Rav, we ought not to say what the Gemara does say on Daf Gimel, that if I am bringing one and I'm having in mind the other, that it's myself, my chichan, and I can ignore what I have in mind. Why is Zok there? The Torah itself never mandated, the Torah never said that a minchas machvas should end up with a particular product and machesh should end up with a different product. As far as the Dinei HaTorah are concerned, I could end up with the same product in the two, and it would be fine. Exactly the same product. It rather happens to be that when I bring in one type of pan, I end up with one, and I bring in a different type of pan, I end up with the harder, crispier, the other. But that's not the Din HaTorah in and of itself, says the Brisker Rav. So maybe we ought not to say this Svara of Maaseh HaMechichin, since in terms of the Din HaTorah itself, there perhaps never was mandated by the Din HaTorah that there should be a difference between the product by the Machvas from by the Machesh. That's the Brisker Rav Kasha on the Sugya. Ramechel Feinstein over here in the Shiurim says really two different approaches to answer the Brisker Rav's question. It makes a big difference, really, the big chiluk between the svaras that Rav Michael Feinstein says. One svara that Rav Michael Feinstein says is that enachanami, Brisker Rav's reading of the Rambam is correct, and be'etzem the Torah in Dinei HaTorah never said that the machvas has to end up with one type product and the machesh is the other. There's something which just ends up by happenstance, because I'm using one type keli for one and one type keli for the other. But Alpha P.K. in the Gemara and the Gimel still is entitled to say what it says, that it's myself mechichim when you bring the one and you have in mind the other, because the Maisa, even if it's just a trefinish, even if it's just something which ends up that way, that one is crispy and the other is a soft consistency, the fact is that this is something which you always end up, there's something which you always have. The machvas always ends up one type consistency, the crispy or harder type, nacheshes always ends up the other consistency, and in Mela, I still could say meisel mechichen, even if the distinction between them is not something which is intrinsic in the Din HaTorah itself, but rather just something which comes out of the Din HaTorah. Afal pikein, I look at the one, I look at the other, and and I could see what the one is and what the other is, and we still could argue that myseho mechichen, I have a clear distinction between the two, and I could look at which is the one that's being processed and which is being made by the kohen. The other, however, the other machalach that Rav Michael Feinstein says, is that he takes issue in Gansen entirely with the Brisker Rav's understanding of the Rambam. Rav Feinstein says the emezok there, we really, if we wanted to go this route that the Brisker Rav is going, we could make a similar argument perhaps even about Rashi. The fact is that if you look at the Lashon of Rashi, it's not really muchach in Rashi's words, that the distinction between machas and macheshes is something which the Torah itself mandated. They should end up with a different product between the machvas and the macheshes. The machvas should have a crispy product. Rashi doesn't necessarily speak that out, this top Rashi that we said over before. Rashi says that the macheshes has a kli omoik, the keli is deep, high walls, and therefore all the oil gathers and doesn't burn off, and you end up with a soft consistency. Masha'in came with Rashi, the machvas has a very shallow, a very low kind of a lip, and therefore the oil does burn off, it's a end up being made in a flat manner and the oil burns off, end up with a crispy consistency. So, Dr. Michael Feinstein, do you really see from Rashi that the Torah itself directly mandated in the Din HaTorah that the machvas product should end up one way, the crispy way, and the macheshes should end up the other way? Very zonked. You could learn in Rashi also zonked that maybe the Torah is just saying that the macheshes should be made in a deep pan and the machvas made in a shallow pan, and therefore it just ends up that once one is made in a deep pan, you end up with a soft consistency, the oil doesn't burn off. The other is made in a very shallow pan with a shallow lip, and the oil does the heat has a lot of direct access to the oil. The oil burns up, and you end up with a crispy consistency. So who says even in the Das Rashi Zok there that the Torah itself commanded in the Din HaTorah when it was mitzvah the different types of menachos that the machvas should end up crispy and the macheshes should end up soft? You don't see that even in Rashi. You could action the chayin and tiny. Even in Rashi, the difference is it's simply in the keli with the high wall, the keli with the very low shallow lip. Maybe that's the chiluk. Zok there, Michael Feinstein, Norvas then. What we say is that we are kimlon. That when the Torah commanded this and this type of a keli, it's partly because inherent in that was that the Torah was looking at the kind of product. And it's kilu the Torah was mesava beferush that the machvas, I want you to do what it takes to end up with the crispy product, and the marcheshes, you do what it takes to end up with the softer type of product. And part and parcel of that is that the machvas, you do it with a deep wall keli, a deeper pan, and the macheshes is done with a deeper pan, and the machvas is done with the shallow lip pan. And that's all as a means to an end, because the Torah itself is looking at this chiluk and the end product. The macheshes, you do what it takes, and you use the pan that it takes to produce the crispy product, the hard product. And Mashain came the macheshes, you do what it takes, and use the deeper pan to produce the softer product. So we are understanding, Zakra Feinstein, that this is nichal the din haTorah, even if it's not beferush. Even if I demand that the machvas and the macheshes are types of kalim, afal pikein, I will still say that nichal and the din haTorah is this is the way to end up with the crispy product, and the machvas, the tzivu ha-Torah, is to end up with the crispy product, the harder product. Marcheshes, the inuch on the din ha-Torah, is to end up with the softer product. And Rav Feinstein argues that he believes that's true about the Das HaRambam as well. That the Rambam that he's saying, that the machvas doesn't have a lip, and therefore you can't make it in a runny consistency, and the marcheshes does have a lip, zokte inuchanami, that's true, that's a difference in the type of kalim. But once the Torah is nitzava those kalim, I look at that tzivu and I say that nichol includes. Included in that sifoy is that the marcheshes, the Torah is mitzave to do the type of a keli, what it's going to take to make the softer product. Then that's the marcheshes and the machvas, the mitzave a different type of keli, which is what's going to end up with a harder product. And may lezok the Rav Michael Feinstein, even according to the Das HaRambam, his opinion, and contrary to the Brisker Rav's opinion, is that nichlau in the tzivoy haTorah of using this type of keli by a machvas and that one by a marcheshes is the Torah is saying I want this type of product, the harder product by a michas machvas, the other softer product by a michas macheshes. And so that's actually a big machloikis between the Das HaRambam, between the Brisker Rav and the Michael Feinstein. According to the Brisker Rav, the Torah is not intrinsically mandating in the Din HaTorah that there should be one type product by a michas machvas, the other by a macheshes. The Torah is commanding which type of keli, and you end up as it coerced by circumstances to end up with a different type of product by the machvas and the macheshes. But according to the Brisker Rav's Rambam, the Din HaTorah itself, the Torah would have been fine even if I could have had perhaps a soft product by a machvas. The Torah is not telling you otherwise. If you end up happening somehow, some way, manage a soft product by the machvas, fine. It just happens to be the machvas has no lip, so you can't do it by circumstances. Mashenken, according to Rav Feinstein, the Torah itself, even according to the Rambam, is mechayev, mandating in the Din HaTorah Torah in and of themselves two separate products, the machfas and the marcheshes. Rav Feinstein notes that to an extent it could be argued that this shaila is dependent upon the sugya Gemara itself, a little bit later on the Omud, which brings down a machloikis between Beishami and Bishil. The Gemara brings a braisa, that what is the din if a person says, ho'imer, harei olai marcheshes. Those are the three words. He makes a neder, harei olai marcheshes. So it says that Beishami shita is, that it's a suffix what the din of this expression is, harei olai marcheshes, and because it's a suffix, yehimuna chachiyov eliyohu. We cannot tell this person what his chiyuv is, and we just leave it until Eliyahu Navi comes. Why? Because Beishami is mesapka, who says the Gemara, they're in doubt whether the Michas Marcheshes is al shem keili nikru or al shem ma'isehem. Beishamai is in doubt about whether the appellation, the label of Minchas Marcheshes in the Torah is based upon the keili or it's based upon the ma'isehem, the way of being processed. Now, what exactly is this doubt that Beishamai had? So, Rashi says, the way we have the Rashi here, that the question is simple. When the Torah says, in, for example, Minchas Machvas Korbonecha, Minchas Marcheshes, you know, the Torah speaks of these expressions in the Chumash. Well, this expression of the Torah calling the Mincha the Michas Marcheshes, is that because it's processed in a keli called the Marcheshes, and the Meila, the Mincha, is named after the keli that is processed in. So, the keli, when the Torah says Marcheshes, is referring to the keli, and we call the Mincha by that name because that's the keli is processed in. Or do I say the Marcheshes is the name of the Mincha itself? The Mr. Gemara has svaras for this, like you see in the Gemara, that the word Rochash could imply a movement, like the Gemara talks about, and therefore the Minchas Marcheshes is soft, it moves when you touch it. So it could be that the Marcheshes is the name of the Mincha itself in the Torah rather than being the name of the Keli. Nafkamina is, the person said, Harei Olai Marcheshes. So is the Marcheshes, and that person's three-word expression, Harei Olai Marcheshes, is that a reference to the type of Keli, in which case he's being noided to bring the Keli, to contribute that Keli to the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say it's a reference to the type of Mincha, in which case he's being noided to bring that Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash? And Meshame is Masupik about that, so we leave it as a suffix. We can't tell him which type of a contribution to make, the keli or the korban mincha, so it's left as a safek at shiyov elio. Ma'ashein king Beishil, Beishil is a vada yabedit that the macheshes is a name for the keli, keli hoi v'mikdash macheshes shmo, and according to Beishil it's a vada, of course he passed like Beishil, and lefi Beishil we would say that the person's ned harele macheshes is definitely a reference to the keli, and he has to contribute that keli. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Shita Mubetzes on the side of the page has a new pshat in the Sofek of Beis Shammai. The Shita says that the Gemara is in doubt as to whether there was an independent keli in the Beis HaMikdash that was called a Marcheshes at all. Could be, one side of the Gemara is, that the Machvas was made in a low, shallow pan called a machfas, like we said, then the marcheshes are made in a deeper pan, a different pan called a marcheshes. That's one side of the Gemara. Well, the other side of the Gemara, says the Shita, is that in reality there was no separate pan, no separate keli in the mikdash called a marcheshes at all. They only had a machvas. Rather, says the Shita, according to that side of the Gemara, when they wanted to make a crispier, harder mincha, they used to be marve ve'ur, they would have a greater fire, the fire, they would have a very hot fire, it would burn off the oil and end up with a crispy product. Whereas, if they wanted to make a softer, marcheshes type mincha, they were memat in ba'ur. They would have a lower fire, ad shemaiseo roichshin v'loi ha'ur mahav v'ashem, and that's the point that end up with a soft mincha instead of having the fire burn off the shemen. According to this second side of the Gemara, Lefi, the Shita Mubetzes, there was actually one pan, one keli, and the difference between the machfas and the macheshes, according to Beis Shammai, according to that side, was simply in the processing, the oifen ha'asiyah of the korban. Did you make it with a very harsh hot fire, which would burn off the oil, or did you make it with a lower fire? Says Michael Feinstein that if I go with the Shingabetzes Pshat and Beis Shammai, it's really mavur that the difference between Machvas and Macheshes, according to that side of the Gemara, was not in the Keli at all. Fakerte were both made with exactly the same Keli. And the difference between the Machvas and Macheshes was specifically in the Oifen Hasiya, and according to that, there's absolutely no question, according to that side of Beis Shammai, the Fida Shita, that the Torah itself is being Metzave, that there shall be two different types of Oifen Hasiya, of manners of producing the mincha. It's both put exactly the same keli, but two different ways of producing the mincha, one of which ended up with a harder product, the machvas, and the other which ended up with a softer product, the marcheshes. That's one side of the Gemara, and the other side, according to Beis Shammai, would be that it was actually two different kelim, in which case you would have, Zokter, arguably, Zokter of Feinstein, they would have a suffix, according to Beis Shammai, the way the sheet is learning, whether the difference in machvas and marcheshes is the Torah looked at the end product and said, I want a oifen ha'asiyah, a seder ha'asiyah, which produces a crispy end product in the case of the machvas, or a seder ha'asiyah, which produces a softer end product with the marcheshes, or what's the difference just in the type of a kalim, and one used the kalim called machvas, one used the kalim called marcheshes, and the difference in the product was simply by happenstance. That's one way to learn. He says, however, Rav Feinstein says, in my opinion, as we said before, Rav Feinstein believes that that's actually not the way to learn, even in the Shita, and his understanding, as we mentioned, is that even if you learn that the machvas and machesh are for the different types of kalim, and that the Torah is saying this one you're going to use this type of a keli for the machvas, you use a keli called a machvas, that one you use a keli called a macheshes. Ultimately, the Torah has the end perspective, the perspective in terms of what the end product is going to look like, and that the machvas, the Torah itself is saying, I want it to look like a harder, more maiseh kashin, a crispier type product, and that's why I'm being mitzavah the shallower keli. The machesh, I'm being mitzavah the deeper pan, because the Torah itself has in mind, so to speak, and is commanding that there should be a softer product. And therefore, according to Rav Michal Feinstein's maskana, as we mentioned, he holds that this is so in the Shita, and in Beis Shammai, according to the Shita as well, that there's no question, according to his view, that the Torah is mitzavah two different tsurois hakorban, the machvas, which is maiseh kashin, a harder product, the marcheshes or maiseh harak, and a softer product, and the suffix of the Gemara would be what the appellation of marcheshes and machvas are referring to. Are they referring to the keli or the type of mincha? Nafgemina, as we said, person says a real marcheshes, is he chayav the keli to donate the keli, or is he chayav the particular type of a korban mincha? Moving to the next sugya from the Mishnah and in the Gemara, we have a discussion of another category of mincha called the korban mafei tanur. That's the oven-baked mincha. And we have a unique thing about the way that the Torah sets up the oven-baked mincha in the language of the Torah in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk says, "V'chisakriv korban mincha mafei tanur," if you shall offer a korban mincha mafei tanur, the oven-baked mincha. So the pasuk gives two different ways to do it. One is called soilus chalos matzos belulus bashamen, and the other one is called rekike matzos meshucham bashamen. So one of them is the loaves of challah that have oil mixed into them, chalos matzos belulus bashamen, and the other one is called wafers, thinner wafer type. What we think of matzah, what we call in today's terms, wafer-type products, rekiki matzos, meshucham ashamen, that are annoyed with oil. Now, here we have a question how to read this. Are these two different categories, as if to say that the mafei tanur is a kind of broader appellation, but itself subdivides into two different categories, which are two different shemois of carbon. One is called chalois of mafei tanur, and the other is the rekikin of the mafei tanur. Or, maybe the Torah means to say that it's all one category of carbon called the mafei tanur, and there's two different things that could be brought to fulfill the obligation. One is the chalois and the other is the rekikin, but it's all really one big korban. And this question is a very fundamental question in terms of understanding the next sugya, and it's certainly directly negaya to understanding the three machloikas, big three machloikas tanoim that the Gemara brings between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the case in which they argue? So the case that they argue, as the Gemara says, a person takes a vow, he takes a neder that he's going to bring a korban mafei tanur, can he mix and match and bring partly chalos and partly rekikin, or is it also to do that? And Rashim and Shita is that there's no problem, it's mutter to mix and match, you can bring pot chalos and pot rekikin, mekza chalos and mekza rekikin. Rav Shimon says that it's called korban in the language of the Torah, it's korban echod. The Torah never speaks about two different korbans, korban this and korban that, korban mincha mafei tanur, and then it mentions two types, so soilus matzis, soilus chalos, and rekikin matzis. So mele zakti Rav Shimon, it's all one category of a korban, you can bring pot this and pot the other. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that, and he holds that it's also to do that, and at least on the lechatchila level, you mechuyev to bring all chalois or all rekikin, you can't mix and match one with the other. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the third sheet in the Gemara, holds that it's even ma'akev afilu b'di'eved. His shita is that even b'di'eved, if you would bring pot chalois, pot rekikin, it wouldn't be good. You have to dafke have all one or all the other, and otherwise it's a totally possible carbon. I'd like to discuss all three of these in keeping with what the Mephoreshim get into here, a complex discussion, and for the sake of clarity, I'm going to take a brief view of the Shita first and work from there. Now, the issue of the Shita is, as you see in the Gemara and the Rashi at the end of the Sugya, that he holds that the mafei tanur, even on the ikuva level,
on the Ikar Adin level must be all chalos or rikikin and can't be a mix of one or the other. Where did he darshan that from? So the Gemara says he darshan from a smichas apsukim. The pasuk says v'chol mincha asher teyofa b'tanur, any mincha that's baked in the tanur, etc., etc., etc. And then it says the next pasuk v'chol mincha blula v'ashem v'charevo v'chol b'nei aron tiyeh. So we have a juxtaposition, a smichas apsukim between the mafi tanur and the pasuk itself juxtaposes and compares that to two categories of mincha: mincha blula v'ashem, which is most menachos that have oil in them. We have mincha charevo, certain types of kavanos, mincha schoite, like Rashi brings down that are not allowed to have any oil in them. And the Torah compares the, apparently, in the midrashic level with the smichas apsukim, compares the types of mafi tanur, the schalos and the rikik and the mafi tanur, to the two types of kabonis called blula v'shemen and chareva. So just like, as Rashi explains, just like if I'm chayav a minchas blula v'shemen or I'm chayav a minchas chareva, if I bring the other one, I'm not yoitze. If you chayav a minchas choyte and you mix in oil, you're certainly not yoitze. Rashi says, lo'yosam aleh Hashem, and the pasuk says you can't have oil, and if you do have the oil, it's ma'akev. Likewise, the regular mincha blula v'shemen is possible if there's no oil. So those are possible. You have to dafke have this one or dafke have that one. And likewise, the same is true when I'm darshaning the smichas apsukim to the mafi tanner. It's either chalos or rikikin. If I'm bringing a chalos type, I can't mix in any rikikin. And rikikin type, I can't mix in any chalos. And the language of the Gemara is, really the base on that smichas apsukim understands that it's mamash ma'akev. I have to have either all chalos or all rikikin. Now, the language of the Gemara, by the way, is that just like the v'chol ha'omer l'mato is shnei minim chalukim, that's the language of the Gemara, af v'chol ha'omer l'mailo shnei minim chalukim. There's a simple taitcha that is, that just like the mincha blul v'shemen and the mincha reva, the mincha with the oil, the mincha without the oil, the mincha schoite, there's two different minim, two different categories entirely of korban mincha, and you can't mix and match. If you have one, you can't bring the other. So exactly the same is true, the Gemara says, about the types of mafi tanur, which is the chalas and the rikikin, the loaves and the wafers. Those two are min chalukim, and therefore there's no way to have, apparently, to have one mincha that comprised of the two of them. According to the Pashashat and the Gemara, it's mavur, certainly, at least in the Das HaBeis of Yehuda, al kaponim, that these are two totally different categories of mincha. It's as if they know there's a category called Macheshes, a category called Machvas, and another category called Mafetana Chalos, and another category called Mafetana Rekikin. They're totally different categories of Mincha, and maybe it's not shaykh to mix and match and have a little of one and a little of the other. That's certainly the Pashat in the Gemara, and clearly it seems this is the way that the Gemara was understood by the Briskerov Zechav Racha and by Rav Feinstein as well. And the truth is, Michal Briskerov and Michal Feinstein, respectively, in the different Chedushim on Masech de Menachos, really ask a very, very similar question on the Gemara based on this, and they blive shver. They blive shver on the Gemara on Rashi. They both bring the lashon of Rashi. The Rashi I mentioned before says, by the case of the mincha blul of a shemen and the mincha reva, mincha reva is a dry mincha, it's mincha schoite, not supposed to have any shemen. And Rashi says, why is that puzzle? If I put in the shemen, because the pasuk says, lo yosim aleho shemen ve'imsam puzzle. It's exeis akosif. I'm not allowed to put in shemen, and if I put in the shemen, it's going to be puzzle. Is on that the Biskerov asked, imagine hypothetically, Zokter, hypothetically, if the doom would have been that I take a mincha schoite, and I put in shemen, I don't pass the mincha. The Torah would have said, in other words, that the mincha schoite consists of flour. There's no need to have oil. But I put in the oil, it doesn't pass. That's not the din, but imagine hypothetically that would have been the din. Zok the Briskerov, it's mashman and Rashi, that I would end up without any source at all for Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael, the source is only based on the fact that I have a paslos, which is based on exactly a cause of lo yosim aleha shemen, that paslos tells me that a mincha chareva, a dry mincha, is not allowed to have shemen. And once I have that, then I'm learning out from there to the mafe tanner that I can't mix and match and put in some chalas, some rakikim. In fact, the Briskerov, this is just not true, Zokter. Even if the Torah would have hypothetically said, that a mincha chareva is not possible if it has shemen in it, the fact is that a mincha chareva is a different category of mincha from a mincha blula shemen. A mincha chareva is a mincha schoite, it has no oil in it. Even if oil wouldn't possible, it had gone in. The fact is, though, that mincha, there's no tzivoy to have oil over there. Oil is not one of the ingredients of the mincha, whereas a mincha blula shemen, a regular oil, a regular mincha, has a composite. It's a product of flour plus oil. I mean, there's two different minim, and once the two different minim, we're going to dash in the smichas atzukim and tell me that the mafei tanur consists of two different minim as well, that the rakikim and the chalos are separate minim. So why is Rashi focusing on the fact that if I would put in oil, it would pass all the mincha chareva? That quality, says the Briskerov, the fact that I put in oil, I pass it, that's not what I'm looking to compare to the mincha mafei tanur. We're not discussing if you pass the mafei katana if you put in oil? Of course not. The end of the discussion in this Gemara is about whether the minim are chalukim. So if the question is whether the minim are chalukim, the categories are distinct, all I need to find in the Melamed passage is that the mincha b'lulav of Hashem and the mincha reva are minim chalukim, which of course they are. One of them has to have oil as an integral ingredient, and the other one does not. The mayor of the minim chalukim. That's all. Learn from the mafitana that the mafitana also has chalas and rikikim, which are minim chalukim. How could it be, Zokter, that Rashi puts the focus of the Gemara that it's built upon the fact that if I put the oil into the mincha reva, it would passel it? Very similarly, this question, which is obliged fair on by the Brisker Rav, very similar question by Ramichel Feinstein, also obliged fair on the Rashi. Now, Feinstein words the question in the following manner. Now, imagine, Zokter, that according to Rishi Yehuda, I'll take a mincha mafetana, which is, let's say, mostly chalos, and I'll throw in a few rikikim instead. So instead of putting it, having entirely of chalos, I'll have a few rikikim. Zokter, what would the din be over there? It's possible, according to him. Why is it possible? Is it possible because the rikikim passel the chalos? Is it similar to, like, I put oil into my mincha chareva, and it passels the mincha chareva? So likewise, I put in the rikikim, and they passel the chalos? Of course not. There's no din that rikikim passels chalos. The pshat is it's a mincha chaseiro, Zokter. A mincha has to have a certain number of loaves. It has to consist of 10 chalos. And if my mincha is going to be a mincha of chalos, and I throw in a few rikikim, the rikikim don't combine to come to the requisite shear. I don't have the requisite number of chalos because the rikikim don't combine. There are different mincha, so they don't combine. So the reason why, if I have a mincha of mafetana, which is mostly chalos, and I throw in a few rikikim, the reason it's pasul is not because the rikikim pasul it and make a chalos shem psul in it. It's simply that it's chaser because I don't have the requisite number of chalos, and this is a mincha of chalos. It's going to have all chalos. The existence of a few rikikim won't combine to the shear. So Zokter, if that's the case, then how could Rashi build this din out the way Rashi understands it from the fact that by the mincha b'lulav of Hashem el chareva, if I put some oil into the chareva, it's going to passel the mincha chareva. That's a whole different din. The putting in oil passels the chareva, but putting a few chalos into rikikim or a few rikikim into chalos, it's not passel the other type. It's just they don't combine into a total sum total of 10 chalos. So I'm missing the sum total that I need. Zokter, how could it be that this is going to be learned out of mincha b'lulav of Hashem el chareva, which according to Rashi is based on a passelus that I put the oil in and I passel? And this is a big question, and both the Brisker Rav and Michael Feinstein by Schwer. However, I saw that Reb Shol Menashe Gottlieb, Zichron Levroche, in the Chedushim of his, in his Shiur on Masechta Menachos, understands the Reish Yehuda differently based upon this question. He doesn't mention that his reading of Reish Yehuda is a very, very Mechudistic reading. Rav Shol Menashe Gottlieb says that he believes that you see from here that Reish Yehuda did not, in fact, learn that the Mincha of Mafitana is divided into two totally different types of Shem Korban. There's one Shem Korban called a Chalos and one Shem Korban called a Rechikin. Even according to Reish Yehuda, Zokter, it's all one Shem Korban. It's not two different Korbanas. Zokter, nor was then, even though it's all one Shem Korban, the Torah outlined two different oifen ho'asiyas by which I produce the carbon. One is an oifen ho'asiya called chalois, which makes them into a thicker wafer, a thicker loaf product, and the other is an oifen ho'asiya called rikikim, which makes it into a thinner wafer product. And the Torah is saying you want to bring a mafetana, it's all one type carbon, but you got to have all one unified oifen ho'asiya, and it can't mix and match between two different oifen ho'asiyas. And that's exactly hakosif. And Zokter Menashe Gottlieb, Shol Menashe Gottlieb, that this is something which according to Reish Yehuda is learned out of the comparison of the pasuk to mincha b'lulav Hashem el chareva, because over there also the Torah gives a specific oifen ha'asiyah, and you better do it in the exact way that the Torah prescribes. It says in the Torah that if you have a mincha chareva, that's a mincha of choyte, which is not supposed to have oil in it, if you put in the oil, you passel it. Zokter, he says an interesting thing. He says he believes, Rav Shol Menashe Gottlieb says, that the geder hadvorim over there is not because you turned the mincha chareva into mincha b'lulav Hashem, and now it's a different mincha. Zatanein, your carbon is a flour carbon. Rather, you mixed an oil into it, but it's still a flour carbon, and b'etzem it doesn't change into a different carbon. That's not why a mincha chareva is possible if you put in oil. Rather, the geder hadvorim is that the oifen ho'asiyah, the means by which you're supposed to say the hadvorim, actions by which you produce the mincha chareva, is not supposed to involve mixing in oil. And if you do mix in oil, you messed up the oifen ho'asiyah. That's a nish richtige, incorrect oifen ho'asiyah. So it's possible because the means of producing it was done in the wrong way. Zokter Rashi took out of there the Gemara. Took out according to Rashi's understanding that the same is true according to Reish Yehuda b'negeah to the minchas mafitan of chalos and rikikin. Be'etzem, if a person would make a minchas mafitan of part chalos and part rikikin, according to Reish Yehuda, Dr. B'shal Menashe Gottlieb, the hadvonas hadvorim, the understanding over there is not that it's a problem because it's two different korbonos and you have only a half of one korban and a half of the other, and it's no good. Which is Be'etzem seems to be how the Brisker Rav learned and how Michael Feinstein learned. He learns rather that it's actually only one, it's all one korban. And it's one korban mafitana, even according to the Tehuda, is part chalos and part rikikin, it's still all one korban. But afal pikein, there's exeris hakosav that the oifan asiyah has to be uniform. It has to be oifan asiyah of chalos or oifan asiyah of rikikin. The means of the seder of production of the menchas mafitana has to be all a seder asiyah of chalos or all a seder of asiyah of rikikin. And in Mela, if I have part chalos and part rikikin, it won't combine, even though it's all one and the same label of a korban. It's one and the same shem korban. There's one korban mafitaner. Afal pein ken, it's no good because it went through two different seder asiyas and they don't combine. And that's how Rav Shlomo Asher Gottlieb learns. It's a very big chiddush. Obviously, it does get around, as he understands, to get around the lashon of Rashi. The Gemara, in the lashon Gemara, it's going to be a much bigger chiddush. The Gemara says, as we mentioned before, the Gemara says, kol ha'amal matish shnei minin chalukim, kol ha'amal ma'ilish shnei minin chalukim. In other words, it does seem to say in the Gemara that the focus is upon the fact that it's two different types. Two different meanim, and this is two different types of meanim. According to Shlomo Asher Gottlieb, apparently there would have to be a Lashon B'Alma. And the real issue is that it's only one Korban Mafitaner, but after beginning the two different types of production line, types of Seder Asiya, and that those two types are not able to come together. Let's go to Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda here. Reb Shimon holds it's mutar lechatchila to bring the pot chalas and pot rikikin, and Reb Yehuda holds it's osir akapana lechatchila. Now the Gemara says that Reb Shimon tainan in Reb Yehuda v'chinemar korban shenei pa'omim v'haloi le'nemar ela korban echod. Right, which is actually the simple sense of the pasuk is like that. The pasuk speaks of one carbon, the chisak of carbon mincha mafitaner, and then it gives you two ways to do it. It all calls it one big carbon, carbon echad. And since it's called one carbon mincha mafitaner, just with two types, so maybe you should be able to mix and match and combine chalas and rikikin to combine to the mincha. The Gemara says that Rabbi Huda responded to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda is going to respond. He's going to taina that since it says Bashemen Bashemen command dechsiv korban korban dummy. So it says twice in the lashon of Bashemen. So it's chal mas b'shuchem Bashemen b'shuchem Bashemen rikike mas b'shuchem Bashemen. So the pasuk says the word Shemen two dependent times. One Bashemen for the chalas, one Bashemen for the rikikin. So therefore, it's as if it divided it totally into 10 separate categories, and as if it would have said the word korban twice. Rashi's lashon is since it's bashem bashemen hifzik ha'inyan she'ein boyan ka'achas. That divides it up in between the two of them, and you're not allowed to combine, mix and match some of this and some of that. They're not boyan ka'achas. It says bashem bashem. Now the pashup shat of Rabbi Yehuda, we would perhaps have thought, is that saying bashem bashemen is mamish the equivalent of being saying korban, two different korbanas, and therefore consequently it would be possible b'di'evet. That's perhaps what we would have thought if you would bring some kalos and some rikikim. However, the fact is the Gemara says b'feish not like that at the end of the perek. The Gemara says lehedya that only Rabbi Yehuda only passels the mixing and matching of it b'di'evet. Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'di'evet will be kosher if it brings some kalos and some rikikim, which is certainly only a chiddush in the Das of Yehuda, and what would appear is that Yehuda is really masking fundamentally that this is one big carbon. He agrees to the fundamental point. It doesn't say carbon. It doesn't say two different times the word carbon. It's one big carbon. Granted, it's exeris hakosiv because of the hefsika inyan of Bashem and Bashem, and you're not supposed to mix and match, and that exeris hakosiv is only lechatchila, not leikuva. That's what appears to come out of Yehuda. That would be the poshup shat. It's one big carbon, but is exeris hakosiv at least le mitzvah. That's not the right thing. It's not the mitzvah for a person to mix and match a little mincha, some chalas and some rechikim. So at least lechatchil will be possible if you do that. Lechatchil you shouldn't do it, but the evidence is kosher. The Keren Neira answers for Akasha. Keren Neira says that he's very, very surprised by this idea. The Keren Neira says that in the time of war, it's very, very hard to understand the reasoning behind the B'yudah Shita. Why is it kosher, but the evidence? And we would ever say such a thing that the Torah said you're supposed to bring a so-called korban echod, that's the language of the Keren Neira, oi chalos oi rechikim. The Torah says you're supposed to bring one korban, either chalos or rechikim. And lechayra, we should say, the person told you to bring this carbon or that carbon, and how could it be that if you're going to mix and match and you bring a few of this and a few of that, you shouldn't be yotze zokta. The Torah says the carbon is either chalas or a kinkin or a kinkin. How could it be yotze even with the other if you mix and match? And based on that, the Karenera Taina is actually a very surprising thing. And he says, in his opinion, he would suggest that when it says in the Gemara that b'di'evet is kosher, it does not mean kipshuta. And if a person would say that a rei alai, karban mafi tanur, zokti, Karenaira, his opinion, not yotze even with the Eved, if you bring part chalos and part rekikin according to Behuda. Rather, the case of the Eved is that the person was piresh explicitly when he said his neder, hareolai minchas mechsa chalos and mechsa rekikin. He said that black and white at the time of the neder itself. So that's what he bound himself, and the question is going to become, Zot the Karenaira, is that a binding vow at all? Is there such a surah as a korban b'chlal, which is part chalos and part rekikin? And that's where the Behuda is going to hold that such a korban exists. Granted that if you had just made an ordinary vow, an ordinary neder, and said, Harei mafei tanur, you'd have to bring all chalos and all rekikin, evenly ikuva, in the opinion of the Keren Eira, because the Torah itself said that they say that the way to do it is dafka or chalos or rekikin. But if you bound yourself specifically by this vow to bring part chalos and part rekikin, and the question becomes whether such an entity exists at all, the answer to that is going to be that yes, that since it is, after all, labeled one carbon at the Torah, so therefore, according to Behuda, you can bring part this and part that and be yotze, not like a Yosef Yehuda, who holds on the Smichas Apsukim, the Hekish, to Michal Lulav Hashem HaChareva, held that no such a concept existed at all. Even if you would be Pirish, there would be no din to bring such a carbon. So the Karen, according to Yehuda, even if you speak out, Harei Alai Mechzachal Smasar Rikikin, Yehuda would not hold that such a carbon exists. So this Karen is actually very surprising, aside from the fact, by the way, that Rashi's Lashon is not really Mashma this way, that Rabbi Yehuda, Pashtis Rashi learned that Rabbi Yehuda is Lachatchila B'diyevet, like all Lachatchila B'diyevet. A person Lachatchila, according to Yehuda, should bring all Chalas or all Rikikin, and B'diyevet, he brought part this and part that, he would be Yotze. But aside from that, the Karenir is not so much Mashmois of Rashi, it's very hard to understand his concept. Because if the Karenir was learning that the problem he had was in the Behuda was that the Torah itself is Ke'ilu, that it's calling Chalas one type of carbon, and Rikik is a different type of a carbon, so then, even in his teretz, the teretz shouldn't work out. I mean, if chalos on one type of carbon or rekikin on a different type of carbon, even according to Behuda, if that's the reason why, according to the Keren Eira, it's impossible, b'shum oifen, even b'dievet, to mix and match, because you're mixing one carbon with another, if that's the problem, so then why does it make a difference that you spoke at b'feyosh, harei alai mechza chalos and mechza rekikin? That's like saying harei alai chatzi of carbon X and chatzi of carbon Y. That's for sure not going to be good. It's not even an eder. It's nothing. You have to be noted to bring a carbon, not to bring a half of this one and half of that. So why is it in that case good, according to the Keren? Why is he masking there? It's actually a very sausage Karenir. He doesn't fully explain himself. And what it would appear is that the Karenir agrees in the Das Behuda that it's all one big carbon, like you really have to say that. That's why it's Kosher B'dieved, at least in certain case, Pat Chalos and Pat Rekikin. But the Karenir held that although it's fundamentally one carbon, the Torah outlined a particular tzurah that the carbon has to have. It must be all Chalos, or must be all Rekikin. And therefore, in the opinion of the Karenir, that din is a din that's even b'dieved in a normal case. A person takes upon himself a vow, to bring a mafi tanur, must be evenly kuva, in his opinion, all chalos or rekikin. But if the neder was constructed in such manner that it's like impossible for that din to kick in of all chalos or rekikin, because he was neder to bring half chalos and half rekikin, and therefore the neder itself obviated the possibility of having kula chalos or kula rekikin, the keder understood that in such a case, according to Behuda, that there's a kosev of all one tsura doesn't kick in, that's the case in which Behuda will concede that there's such a thing as Mechzachalos and Mechzarikikin, because according to him, Al Kapanim B'Yasoid, it is all one carbon, just Geveintlich, in a normal case, I have a din, a special din, to bring it all in one surah, in this particular Oifen of Neder, you don't have that din, and maybe you'll bring it, in that case, Mechzachalos and Mechzarikikin. Moving to Rav Shimon's Shita, and obviously Rav Shimon Fashteitzah holds that it's all one big carbon mafi tanur, chalos and rekikin, and he holds he can mix and match and have some chalos and some rekikin, and they could come together to comprise the entirety of the carbon. And Fashteitzah is all one shem carbon, according to him. Now, to fully understand the details of Rav Shimon's Shita, we need to carefully examine something that Rav Shimon says on the bottom of Samach Gimel Mar Aleph. The Gemara brings down over there, in the bottom of Samach Gimel, that there's a machloikas tanuim, why it says tanur, two times in the Torah, but the mafei tanur, it says twice the word tanur, and the Shimon Shita is that the reason it says two tanurs, the word two times, is one of them is shetehe afiyosan bitanur, you have to bake it in a tanur, in an oven, specifically in an oven. The Gemara goes through the other types of baking implements are no good, it has to be dafka tanur, like the Pasuk says, so that's one use of the word tanur, and ve'echod sheyehe hekadeshon l'shum tanur, you have to makdish it l'shum tanur. What do they mean if they makdash it l'shem taner? So Rashi says, and a minigershim on the side of the page says very similarly, that when you makdash the flower, you have to say you makdisha amanas lefois abetaner. So you have to speak this thing out, that you makdash it amanas to bake it in a taner. So that's the second din of the taner. The word taner, the second use of the word taner is telling you the oifen of being makdash it. Where you makdash it, speaking out, you'll be making it a taner. Rebbe Feinstein asked a question on this. He says, really, it needs a very big beard to understand what the Poshup Shad here is in this Gemara and Rashi. It's like any korban zok there. I mean, if the category of whatever the category of korban that you're being makdash it is, you better be makdash and speak out what the category. What is the category of makdash? I mean, in this case, you're being makdash a mafitaner. It's not a menchas soilus, it's not a menchas machvas or macheshes, it's a mafitaner. So verstehst, you're going to say that a makdash al menas lefoisa betaner? I mean, what then? What would be the chiddush b'chlal? Why don't you have a special pasuk for this thing altogether? If the whole point is that the mafit taner gets consecrated by being makdish, and with the idea that we're makdish al manas lafoyse betaner, that's what the mafit taner is. So Rebbe Feinstein says on that the hevur in the Gemara and the Rashi is like this. We know that a person who is mechayev himself in a korban could very frequently does this in two stages. The first stage is the harei alai. So he accepts upon himself a personal obligation, a chiv that's on the gavra, to bring a korban, harei alai to bring an oila, harei alai to bring a shlomim, whatever it is, to bring a mincha, a person brings a mechayev himself with a personal obligation. The next step is when he identifies a particular cheftza, by a behemoth, it could be an animal, by the case of menochos, it would be the flower, he identifies a particular entity, and he consecrates that entity in fulfillment of the harei alai vow that he has previously made. So geveidlach, zok Michael Feinstein, that when a person goes to that second stage of the hektish process, he just has to say, Harei zeh l'choy vosi. That's all that you have to say. There's no need to speak it and to get into details on what exactly the nature of that korban is going to be, because you have one obligation that you've already obligated yourself in. You're obligated in a mincha, you're obligated in a oil, whatever it is exactly, and you take the animal by the oil, you take the flower by the mincha, and you speak the harei zeh l'choy vasi. So that's all you need to say, is just those words, zeh l'choy vasi, and that's going to contain within itself, it's going to get kodosh with the kedusha of the chiyuv that's incumbent upon the karkafta de gufa, upon the person. However, Zachter Michael Feinstein over here, by Mafi Tenor, it's actually Xeris Akosa, it's not like that. That although Geveintloch Zelochoy Vosi would work, over here, you have to speak out that you're being makdash amas lefois abetaner. That says, even though you had already previously said a harei alai and already obligated yourself on the mafit taner, there's a din in the etzem consecration of the cheftza of the flower. The way you makdash the entity of the flower is that you have to speak out the makdash amas lefois abetaner, which is a unique chiddush over here, zokter, and that's the pshat and Rashi and the Beinu Gershaim, that they say this chiddush that says at the consecration of the cheftza stage, it has to be specifically articulated, even if the person had already been makdash and was mechayev himself for the harei alai to mechayev himself on the mafit. The Sefer Michas Avraham points out that this pshat of Rashi and Beinu Gershom over here, that the Gemara says the second use of the word taner is that you have to makdash l'shum taner, which they take to mean, Rashi and Beinu Gershom take to mean, that when I'm makdash, I speak out that I'm being makdash for the purpose of l'foyis abetaner. So he says this is not muskim in the Rishayim. He says there's a Ravid in Teres Kahanim, which he brings down, the Ravid in the Parashas Tzav. The Ravid discusses our Gemara, and the Ravid fetishes it differently. The Ravid explains what our Gemara is saying is that if a person is makdish flour for the purpose of a minchas machvas, for example, and then he takes that flour and he brings it as a mafit taner, the halacha is that it's posel. In other words, according to the Ravid, we're not really specifically outlining what it is that you have to say when you're being makdish. Rather, we're talking about what kind of flour is kosher as a mafit taner. You know what kind of flour is kosher as a mafit taner? The kind that was consecrated for mafit taner. If it had been consecrated for the purpose of a machvas or a macheshes, and he takes that flour and he uses it brings it in the oifen of a mafit taner, that's going to apostle Zok derive it. So on that, the Michas Avraham is a little bit meirich, and he points out that both the Rashi Shita and the Ravid Shita contain within them a chiddush, based upon the fact that this Gemara is going in Rav Shimon, this Rav Shimon saying this thing, Rav Shimon's understanding of the two uses of the word Taner, and we know that Rav Shimon on Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that Rav Shimon's Shita is Kviyusa Demona Lav Milsehi. So we need to take out a moment to say over this Gemara, because it's a very important Gemara in terms of what it reflects upon our Sugya on Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara on the Kuf Beis discusses the Mishnah there, that the Mishnah says that a person says Harei Alai Machvas, he sets himself to bring a Machvas, and he brings a Macheshes offering. Or he says Harei Alai Macheshes, and he brings a Machvas offering. So the Mishnah says, Mashehevi Hevi, V'yedei Choy Vosoy Lo Yotza. that what your board is brought, but you're not mekayim yachiv. The Gemara says on that a big chiddush. The Gemara says that is all the opinion of Rav Shimon. However, the older Rabbanim. However, Rav Shimon disagrees, and Rav Shimon holds. So Rav Shimon Shita, this is a remarkable thing. I mean, the person said Befeirish Harei Alev Machvas, and he brings a Macheshes and his Yotze. He said Befeirish Alev Macheshes, and brings a Machvas and his Yotze. So that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara adds over there, the Mishnah says there, that what if a person would say about a particular flower Harei Zub Machvas? This specific flower is going in the Machvas, and he's going to be brought in the manner of a Machvas offering, and he brings a Macheshes. So that the Gemara says is possible even after the fact. The Mishnah Gemara. On the Kuf Beis, it's possibly even with the Evid, because you identified that specific flower. It wasn't just a question of a personal obligation that you placed upon yourself. But I think you said this flower has got to be brought in the Machvas manner or in the Macheshes manner, and then you reverse things and you did Kshloi Kedin, but then get to what that flower itself was destined to be brought for, and therefore it's possible even with the Evid. On the Gimel, earlier in the Gimel, the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara discusses it of Shimon Shita, and the Gemara makes a couple of points. The Gemara says that if Shimon Shita is, why does Shimon hold that if the person said a rail of a machvas and he brings a macheshes or faker that he's yoitze? Why are you yoitze? It doesn't make any sense. He's a befeirish and machvas. So the Gemara says if a Shimon Shita is kviyusa demona lav milsehi, that the fact that he identified a particular keli is not significant, and ultimately the Torah looks upon mincha as mincha. Mincha is a mincha. The fact that it happens to be that some menachas are brought in a machvas, some menachas are brought in a macheshes is not a significant point. That's called, that's just kviyusa demona. That's just a particular type of a keli. It's lav milsehi, it's not a significant thing. So even though you, with your lips, you said beferish harei alev machvas, what conceptually emerged as a neder, as a nidri korban was, I'm bringing a mincha. That's what emerges from your words. That's the neder that binds you with the mincha in general. The specific mana, the specific keli, is not significant, and therefore, if you use the mana lav milsein, it doesn't bind you to bring in that particular keli. And the Gemara adds that a meila, because of that, Rishim will even hold that if a person would say harei zu, Zuba Machvas, or Zuba Macheshes, a particular unit of flour, he would say this incumbent, I'm going to bring it as a Machvas or a Macheshes, and then he reverses it and brings it for the Machvas Menche, brings a Macheshes. Rishon will disagree with the Sugyan Kuf Beis on this point as well, and he'll hold that it's kosher. It's not possible, because Kviyus of the Monol of Milsa, according to Rishon, although obviously there are different ways of bringing a carbon, but what the Torah is identifying in Parshas Vayikra is a parsha of bringing a Mencha. The rest of it is Machvas, Macheshes, etc. There's just different ways to bring it. They're just fan of bringing it, and what binds you as a Nidri Mitzvah, as a Nidri Hektish, is going to be just the general concept of bringing the Mincha. The rest of it is Lav Milse, it's not significant, it doesn't bind you, and that's your Shimon Shita. Zoktov then, the Menchas of Rom, that in his opinion, he believes that what underlies the special Droshois of the Tanur Shnei Pa'om that we spoke of in the Shitas Rashi and the Shitas Haravid, each one respectively, in our Sugya, what underlies that is this concept that Rav Shimon himself, who's the Baal HaMemre in our Gemara, Rav Shimon holds of Kviyusad Lav Milsi, Monad Lav Milsihi, and Daf Gimel. So now Rav Shimon holds that as far as Machvas and Macheshes goes, they're basically interchangeable. We'll talk a little more about this later. You spoke of Mechas Machvas, you Machayv yourself a Machvas, you Chayv Macheshes, you basically just have generically a Mincha, and you can fulfill it however you want. Having said that, Zokter, we now get to our Gemara, we're going to go to Mafi Taner, and we see that Mafi Taner is different. That Gemara is talking about Macheshes and about Machvas. The Mafi Taner has a special Sakosiv. What's the Gzeir Sakosiv? Zot is Dr. Mechaz Avrom, because by Mafei Tanur it says Tanur Shnei Po'om. It says it twice. So there's a special din to Matishit L'Shem Tanur Shehekdesh on L'Shem Tanur. Now, Zokter, against that backdrop, let's reread the Rashi and the Ravid Shitas. Rashi Shita is Hekdesh on L'Shem Tanur means after Matishit Amanas L'Efois Abitanur. Zot di Mechaz Avrom, is that something special about a Mafei Tanur? What's going to be the din by a Minchas Machvas? A Minchas Macheshes. I don't have to machvas machvas. It's mashm over here that this is a special din in the Mafitana, which is quite surprising. Is there really something which is so totally distinct from the Mafitana that makes it completely distinct and different from the macheshes and the machvas? I mean, lechayr if a machdish and macheshes be the same din, I should have to speak out that I'm going to make it in the manner of a macheshes in the manner of macheshes, etc. Zokteh zot the machaz avrom dovas din of shimon l'shitos soy. Hold on, daf gimel. that machvas and macheshes are anyhow interchangeable. And memela min hadin, if a person, even if he mechayev himself, or if he consecrates the particular flower in a particular manner to be brought as a machvas or a macheshes, he could really reverse it because it's really ultimately generic. And the soid of the mechayev is simply to bring a mincha in one of the different manners. So when I'm getting to mafei taner, I might have thought a mafei taner is the same thing. It's just another type of a generic mincha. So you speak on and bring this flower as a mincha, and then you bring it however you want to bring it, you know, as a machvas, as a macheshes, as a mafei taner. That would be Rav Shimon Shita Gevaintlich, based on what he holds in Daf Gimel. So that's why we have a special sugya by the mafei taner specifically. The sugya of Gimel is talking about machvas and macheshes. Those are interchangeable. But the mafei taner specifically zok that that's exactly a cause of shiyeh makdisha l'shem taner, that you have to speak out like Rashi says, amanas lefoisa betaner, that the Rashi is telling you that Rav Shimon has a special exas a cause over here to single out the mafei taner and make it different from the other menaches. The mafei taner has to be hooked as l'shem mafei taner. It's a kni korban unto itself. And there I say kviusa de mona milsa. I don't go say what I usually say about other menachos, that it's lav milsa. When it comes to the mafei taner, you're going to consecrate specifically as a mafei taner. You're going to bring it specifically as a mafei taner. Now, fashteitzach within the mafei taner, have chalos rikikin, it can mix and match according to Rav Shimon. That may be so, but we'll see more about that. But I'll kopon him in terms of the mafei taner as a unique subcategory within mincha. Rav Shimon is maskim that mafei taner is a unique subcategory, is different from machvas and distinct from machvas and macheshes, which really just generic menachos according to Rav Shimon. Likewise, at the machaz avroam, the Ravid shita is understandable in the same manner. The Ravid says that the exas akosiv of taner taner shnei poamim, if the magdash l'shem mafei taner, is that if I had brought it, if I had consecrated it, if I had been magdash it as a mechas machvas or macheshes, and then bring it as a mafei taner, is posel. Zochan mechas avroam, is that really a chiddush? That's a chiddush. I mean, let's say I bring a magdash an animal with a particular korban, I bring it as a different korban. I mean, an animal is one thing. I mean, here talking about menachos, I was magdash it to bring it as a machvas. I'm supposed to bring it in a machvas frying pan manner, in a griddle manner, like we said, sorry. And instead I bring a totally different manner as a mafei taner. Is that necessarily a chiddush altogether that was consecrated for one purpose and I brought it in a whole different manner of a mafei taner? Is a taka chiddush is possible? Do I need a special drosha for that? The drosha of Tana Tana Shnei Po'amim, Zochna Machas Avram, 100%. The Pshan derives Rav Shimon is that Rav Shimon l'shitosa holds by other menachos, that views of the monolav milson. It's really all just one big generic carbon. And like the Gemara says, Gimel, even if you spoke at Befeish, haray zeh machvas, or haray alai machvas. If you bring the other type, you fulfill your obligation, because ultimately the din ha-toyrah is to bring a just generic, to bring a korban in whatever manner, a korban mincha in whatever manner, according to Rav Shimon. So that was saying that mafei taner is different. And mafei taner, if Shimon l'shita soy, singled out mafei taner. Taner shnei po'omim, and was saying that if you consecrated a korban to bring it as a machvas, and then you bring it as a mafei taner, is no good. Because mafei taner is not just another one of the generic types of menochos, another one of the sub-types of menochos that you said mincha, and you bring it in this way, that way, or mafei taner way. No, mafei taner is a totally independent kind of a korban, totally distinct from machvas macheshes, and therefore, even according to Rav Shimon, if you want to bring a mafei taner, it has to have been previously consecrated, hukdash, to be brought as a mafei taner. Having said all this, let's examine very carefully an incredible chiddush in the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufta Zayin says that according to Rav Shimon, we know, Rav Shimon Shita is that a mafei taner consists of chalas and consists of rikikin, and it's all one carbon and you can mix and match. You can bring some chalas and some rikikin, and that's kosher as well, according to Rav Shimon Shita. Zok the Menchas Chinuch, in my opinion, Lefi Daiti, I would tell you that according to Rav Shimon, even if he's nodar beferish chalos or beferish rikikin, let's say he's nodar beferish, I'm going to bring chalos, a mafei taner of chalos. Or he said, "Beferish, I'm being a mafei taner of rikikin." Zok de mechas chinuch. I believe that Rav Shimon havi korban echad. That since according to Rav Shimon, it's all one korban. Even if you said beferish chalois, yochel lohavi rikikin. He's allowed to fulfill his obligation with rikikin. Or he says beferish rikikin, and he can bring the chalois, the hakoil echad, because it's all one. And since it's all one, so therefore you're able to even bring a manner that's against the actual lashon that you incorporated into your nether. Even if it, normally the case of Rav Shimon would be, I said, I said, Hareya le mafei taner. Hareya mafei taner is like a fulfill with all matzahs, so all rikikin, or all chalas, or some of this and some of that. That's if you said, Hareya le mafei taner. According to Menchas Chinuch, even if the befeish, Hareya le mafei taner rikikin, the Shun was still holding to bring chalas. Or Hareya le mafei taner chalas, gets still holding to bring rikikin. It's not that it's only Rav Shimon, of course, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda won't agree with that, but according to Rav Shimon specifically, it's mamish all one, literally all one, and no matter why you spoke out, you can bring the other way. This statement of Menchas Chinuch is remarkable and quite controversial, and we have two heintiges for him that taina on the Michas Chinuch that it really needs a lot of work and they're masig on his chiddush, and that's the Michas Avrom and also the Michas Ariel of Anorot and the Sugi here in Samach Gimel also is masig on this Michas Chinuch. Both of these svarim bring down that the Gemara appears to say otherwise later on at the Kuf Dalad. And the Kuf Dalad, the Gemara says Kuf Dalad Kuf Hey, and it says over there that if a person said Pirashti Ve'eni Yoidea Ma Pirashti, so he spoke out a particular type of a mincha, and he doesn't remember which he spoke out. Now, there's various types of minchas. There's minchas soilus, which is brought from flour. There's minchas machvas, minchas macheshes. There's minchas mafitana, which has chalos and it has rikikin. And there's different types of minochas. So since you don't know which one you spoke out, so yavi chamishton, you have to bring all the types in order to get them all in. And you have to bring the soilus, the machvas, the macheshes, and the mafitana chalos, and mafitana rikikin. All five types. The Gemara says, what about according to Rosh Shimon? According to Rosh Shimon, you have to bring even more types. The Gemara actually comes out, you have to touch a total of 14, because in addition to the soilus and the machvas and macheshes, you have to bring all chalas and all rikikin, and 9 and 1, and 8 and 2, and 2 and 8, and 1 and 9, etc., etc. In other words, you have to bring all the possible permutations of chalas and rikikin that the person might have spoken out, since it's according to Rav Shimon, it is possible for a person to combine a mafei taner to be some chalas, some rikikin, etc. So the Chayra, says the Michas Avrom and the Michas Ariel, that is mamash a gemara mefureshes, black on white, and of kofei against the Michas Chinuch Chiddush. Because according to the Michas Chinuch Chiddush, even if a person would say befeirish according to Rav Shimon that Harei allowed to bring a mafi taner of chalos, he could fill it with rikikin. So if that's the case, so why in the world does it say that according to Rav Shimon you have to bring multiple, you have to bring yudalot korbanos? What in the world is the problem? Just bring one mafi taner, forget, he should be the biggest makel. You bring a soilus, and you bring a macheshes and a machvas, and you bring one mafi taner. Whatever it was exactly that you had articulated, whatever it was that you had spoken out, is really irrelevant according to Rav Shimon anyway, according to the Mechas Chinuch, because it's all one type of korban, and no matter what you said, you could fulfill it with the other type. So just bring all rikikin or all chalos, whatever you want to bring, and it's going to be a fulfillment of your vow, right? Whatever the specific of the vow of the mafi taner had been. A very, very big kasha on the Michas Chinuch from the Sugya on Daf Kofei. Now, here we have the Michas Ariel and the Michas Avrom somewhat diverging. The Michas Ariel really is masig on this Michas Chinuch, and he holds that this is not the correct understanding of Rav Shimon. And Be'emes, like we said before, the truth is, you're pshutoy, that Takar of Shimon does not hold that it's a hefgevelt by the mafei taner. Once you articulate the vow in a particular manner, you have to fulfill the vow in that manner. And arguably, like the Gemara says on Daf Kofei, if he would say befeirish and being a mafei taner of rikikin, that's the vow that he has to fulfill. Rav Shimon doesn't necessarily hold you could ignore the vow that he made. If you made it generically and you just said mafei taner, then you can mix and match. But if you spoke of befeirish, which type, then you have to bring that type and you're bound by it, and that's the Michas Ariel, what he comes out against the Michas Chinuch. However, the Michas Avrom says that there is a way to work this out. And he says as follows. He says that we find that Tosis on the Gimel as a big kasha. Tosis says on the Kufhe we see that according to Rav Shimon, if you don't know what you are mefarish, you have to bring multiple kabonis mincha, you have to bring a soilus, you have to bring a machvas, you have to bring a macheshes, different types of mafitanus. In fact, Tosis, why do you have to bring a machvas and a macheshes independent of one another? Doesn't Rav Shimon befeirish hold when it gets to machvas and macheshes, like we said, that the old kviyutha demona, lav milsehi, is totally irrelevant what you had articulated, and you really could fulfill the machvas vow with a macheshes, or the macheshes vow with a machvas. So, why in the world does the Gemara say on Daf Kofei, in the Das of Shimon, that I have to bring independently a machvas and independently a macheshes to fulfill my vow? El Amais on Daf Gimel, the Gemara says, clearly not like that, that you could fulfill your vow with either one, either or, regardless of what you heard articulated, according to Rav Shimon, because he holds that minochos are ultimately a generic obligation, and the specifics don't align into the mechayev, in other words, they're not part of the intrinsic obligation, and whatever you had articulated makes no difference, you just chayev to bring a mincha in whatever manner, machvas or macheshes. And so how do you say on the kofhei frektoisis that you have to bring separately machvas and macheshes? So toisis suggests, the shemel you could say says toisis, that l'mitzvah ba'alma, there is a mitzvah to fulfill your vow in the way that it was articulated. And this is Tosfos HaChiddush, there's two levels of obligation according to Rav Shimon. L'mitzvah ba'almo, a person should fulfill his word. And if he said machvas, he should bring specifically machvas, macheshes, he should bring specifically macheshes. But in terms of the ikar ha-din obligation, is a shtel tzachoyis, it applies itself in a generic manner, and if he said machvas, he'll fulfill with macheshes and vice versa as well. Zoktof den Minchas Avrom, once Tosfos is telling me that I have this chiluk, that on the mitzvah ba'almo level, there's specificity. There's machvas specifically, and there's macheshes specifically in the mitzvah ba'alma level, you should be fulfilling exactly what you said. I also have an ikar and din level, in which case all menachas are alike. So it could be that the Mechasunach understood that Rav Shimon will have a very similar distinction within Mafei Tanur between Chalos and Rikikin. Thus haste. On the mitzvah ba'alma level, we'll agree that your person fulfilled the word that he said. And that Mechasunach will agree with that too, as a mitzvah ba'alma. And if a person said he's going to bring a Rikikin, he should bring specifically Rikikin. If he's going to bring Mafei Tanur Chalos, specifically Mafei Tanur Chalos, we'll agree with that on the mitzvah ba'alma level. The Mechasunach was talking about the Ikar HaDin level. Although it's obviously Chosim and Lashem Mechasunach, he was talking about the Ikar HaDin level. And the Ikar HaDin level, he's saying that Rav Shimon, the same way Rav Shimon equates Machvas and Macheshes, and they're really all one on the Ikar HaDin level, so he equates the subcategories of Mafei Tanur as well. And he holds that Chalos and Rikikin are really all one. Grada on the mitzvah ba'alma level, the person should fulfill exactly what he spoke out, and therefore the Gemara in Kofei is correct in saying that Gemara in Kofei is a mitzvah ba'alma, according to Tosfos. That's why it identifies specifically, should be separately Chalos, separately Machvas, separately Macheshes. So likewise, they're being separately Chalos and separately Rikikin, etc., according to Rav Shimon. But on the Ikar Shuras HaDin level, the Mechasunach held that he was right. That even if you said Rikikin or you said Chalos, we are going to blive that Rikikin and that Chalos within the Mafei Tanur is similar to Machvas Macheshes. It's really fundamentally one obligation, just different ifanim of how it's dealt with, different manners by which it could be fulfilled, by which it could be brought. And consequently, although the mitzvah ba'alma, if a person said he's going to bring Machvas or bring Macheshes, he really should fulfill the mitzvah ba'alma, his word. Nonetheless, Mechas Chinuch held that it's all one ubiquitous, holistic category of Mechas Mafei Tanur, and Meila could be fulfilled, regardless of what you articulated specifically, could be fulfilled according to Hashim in any manner, as Chalos alone or Rikikin alone. Mechas Avrom says that although that's a Das Mechas Chinuch, he says the Pshuto, he would have been noiter from that. The Pshuto, he would say that that's true about the toilet, about the Machesh, about the Machvas, but when it comes to Mafei Tanur, we excluded it from there. We said the Mafei Tanur has its own. We said the Mafei Tanur has a separate word, Tanur Shnei Po'omim, we said in our Gemara. And B'Pshuta, what that tells you is that Mafei Tanur, according to Shimon, has no connection with the generic concept of Mincha, which is fulfillable, according to Shimon, with Macheshes, with Machvas, or with either one. When it comes to Mafei Tanur has a specificity to it. It's a unique Shem Korban unto itself, like you find over here, Rashi Lefi Pirushai, the Raiva Lefi Pirushai. I'm identifying the Mafei Tanur as an independent Korban. And if the Torah says within Mafei Tanur that there is Rikikin and there are Chalois, although, according to Shimon, you get a choice of mixing and matching. It's all one big Korban, you can mix and match, and you could bring some Chalos and some Rikikin, however you want to mix and match, according to Shimon. But arguably, if you would say beferish the exact manner by which you're going to bring the Mafei Tanur, you say, beferish, I want to bring all Chalos or all Rikikin, then that is going to bind you to bring in specifically the manner in which you annoyed there, even according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold that way, when you get to Machvas and Macheshes, the Mechas Chinuch, who says, not like there is a big Chiddush talk there, Mechas Chinuch understood that within Mafei Tanur, it's all one big holistic carbon, one big generic carbon, and if I'm an Ikar, then could be fulfilled in a all Chalos or Rikikin, whatever manner, regardless of the language you used in being annoyed.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.